Dan, you guys are at 5 wins, 6 wins get you to bowl eligibility. You know, what does that mean?
I mean, you know, we're just going to try to get the next win, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to come and prepare and, you know, prepare well for them and, you know, come out on Saturday and play. And if, when we get our 6th win, you know, that's going to be good for us. You know, we're bowl eligible, but that's not where we want to go. We just want to keep taking steps forward.
As an offense, you guys have been able to set the tempo early on road games. You know, you look at Iowa State, Minnesota, Ohio State. What do you attribute that to, and how do you guys do that again this weekend?
You know, it's preparation and, you know what they're going to do so we can play fast. And we just got to, you know, we've done it well for the first, you know, half the game. We got to do it the whole 60 minutes.
Connor was just describing how Purdue runs a pretty similar look to what Wisconsin gave you right this past Saturday. How much does it help having just seen that as far as when you're preparing for it and getting it a second straight week?
It's nice, but, you know, they're also going to run something, you know, they're going to run something different. So you got to, you know, all the details, you just got to focus on the details, you know, count on your preparation and, you know, keep preparing and just go out and play.
How much of a challenge is it when you're facing a look like that in terms of, like, your blocking assignments and as far as what changes?
It's different than what we've seen for a while, and, you know, we just got to, like I said, be more detailed, you know, and then just work as a unit and, you know what everybody else is going to do.
The running game the last 4 games has struggled a lot. Is that mostly just because of the opponents? Is it more what the defense has done and played?
They've done a great job scheming with us, you know, and, you know, we got to overcome that, you know, play our style of football and, you know, like I said, details, improvement, and just taking the next step forward.
When you look at them on tape, obviously they haven't had the wins. What do you see from them?
They're big up front. You know, they run to the football. You know, we're going to double team them probably and, you know, just try to play our style of football.
A team that is statistically one of the worst in the country, you know, could that potentially become a dangerous team with teams overlooking them?
Anything can happen in college football, as we saw in the beginning of the season, you know, and, you know, they're going to give us our best shot, and we're going to give them our best shot, and, you know, we're just going to come out and play on Saturday.
You look at the teams that have beat you guys this year, and they don't lose. You know, Ohio State, and none of them are losing. But do you guys look at that at all?
No, you know, a loss is a loss, and, you know, that it goes up in the loss column, and, you know, we just got to, like I said, we got to play the full 60 minutes, and, you know, we got to come out with the W's on those.
Have you guys gotten frustrated the last couple weeks where you've struggled to run the ball?
I don't think it's frustrating. I think it's more on us about details, you know, being more detailed and just, you know, knowing your assignments and being able to play fast.
Is that kind of the same thing that needs to happen in the red zone as well for you guys?
Absolutely. You know, we got to come out with 7 points instead of 3 points. You know, it was kind of frustrating last week, but that's on us. You know, we got to take care of that.